Hello, this is Roger Molina on Creative Disturbance. I'm delighted today to be with Alex Garcia Topete, who's going to give us a preview of a new publication that he's about to launch. So Alex, tell us about it.
Thank you, Roger. It's a pleasure to be here. And, well, we're going to be talking about the Feminist United Quarterly, a new online publication focusing on gender equality. To which I'm going to be working as the executive editor. We're going to be launching, having a soft launch this upcoming March. It's a project that has been brewing for the past year and a few months, and about a very, very pertinent and contemporary issue that has been coming up.
So that's kind of interesting. I mean, you'd think that at this point, there are all the publications that you can imagine being available addressing gender issues and gender equality issues, but you feel like there's a real problem still.
There's a real problem because the publications that exist right now do talk about feminism, gender equality. You can choose that concept that you want to mention. However, a lot of them try to explain or just explain and comment, critique news, cultural practices, pop culture. And what we're trying to do with the Feminist United Quarterly is twofold. Number one, to show rather than explain, and how we want to show through art, through fiction, through, let's call them, translation or mainstreaming pieces that can actually show to people who are not specialists in policy or science or social sciences, hard sciences, how gender equality affects regular life. And on the second hand, we want to include both men and women and other genders in this conversation. Usually the conversation comes from feminist women specifically, and even though there are men feminists, but it's not the norm. And in a way, there shouldn't be a norm. It's something for everyone. That's why it's gender equality.
So it's sort of an interesting, persistent social problem. So somehow this discussion has been going on for decades and decades and decades and decades. I think maybe you bring a different perspective to it because, as I understand it, you were born in northeastern Mexico. You moved to this country when you were 18. So already as a teenager, you were sensitized to these questions.
Right. My upbringing has a huge influence in my perspective and my take and passion for this issue. I was raised by a group of really strong women, my mother, my grandmother, and with masculine figures such as my dad and my grandfathers, both of them, who were not only attracted to but really encouraging of strong women. My grandfather used to say about my grandmother, thank goodness she didn't go to university, otherwise she would have taken over the world. So that sort of mentality that women can be just as great, powerful, and strong as men has been a staple of my family tradition. And once I stepped out of that bubble, if you may, and came to the United States and saw more things around the world and more traits in other cultures and other environments, that I realized this is a problem and not something that everybody shares.
So I think you also mentioned that when you were still in Mexico, you worked both in community theater and a TV station, and that one of the authors in this inaugural issue is a mentor, a woman you worked with in the theater when you were still in Mexico.
Right. So when I was still back in my hometown, Tampico, I worked in the community theater with a theater group that is internationally recognized, and one of my mentors, Sandra, a really well-renowned Mexican director, was one of the ones who taught me how to incorporate characters that to whom gender is a very important part, but not a defect. So in the performances that she directs tend to have that. So I learned from that. I also worked at a TV station directing and script writing for a kids show, which was basically ran and produced by men, but I kind of convinced people around to have sketches and things that included women. So we actually had to go and cast other performers and expand the view because, hey, this is for kids, so there are boys and girls. And actually, another one of the first contributors is an artist who I met through that TV show, who's a performer and a visual artist, and she will be sharing some of her newest collections in painting.
What's her name?
Valeria Zaragoza.
And the first one was Sandra. So in fact, I guess just listening to you talk, I think one of the interesting things about the editorial project is clearly it's going to be multicultural, as well as dealing with the central topic of gender equality. So how do you think culture plays into this discussion?
It has a huge, huge role, because it's not the same thing to talk about gender equality in Mexico that it is to even say in Argentina or the United States, or let's not even start talking about the Middle East or South Asia. So it also in that discussion, a lot of good points can be reached and discovered. For instance, one of the hidden qualities, if I can call it that, is that in Mexico we can have a very machismo culture of men are supposed to be the head of the family and stuff like that, but also mothers, sisters, the women in one's family are supposed to be sacred and not only protected but encouraged to do greater things, even if the ones of other families are not supposed to be allowed that, which is a very interesting contradiction in a way. And that sort of cultural aspect of gender equality is really interesting and really good to explore. That's why we want to have contributors from different backgrounds. The editorial team is going to be half women, half men from different backgrounds as well. We want to have a plurality of views.
And also a plurality of modes of expression. So you're very keen on this idea that really the publication is not didactic, but then through diverse forms of writing and artwork, that the issues can be addressed in literary ways, in artistic ways, calling on people's imaginary maybe more than factual material.
Right. Ideally, it would be a sort of Trojan horse, where the didactic aspect of the publication comes from the variety of viewpoints that you can appreciate, understand, absorb, assimilate, pick the word that you want. The notions and ideas of gender equality through art, fiction, that you can find as a reader, audience, something that will call to you and show you, make you understand or help you understand gender equality, not just by reading a lecture or an article or just the criticism about a certain pop song, but rather see it unfold in a story, listening to a piece of music, or see it in a painting.
So, this may put you on the spot, but can you think of any anecdotes or vignettes that for you epitomize the kind of things that you're hoping to publish? I mean, obviously, these initial submissions are very different from each other. Are any of them somehow that you'd like to just describe a little bit more, or
out of the pieces that
yeah,
we're
or more generally?
More generally, I can talk about that. One would be, for instance, Georgia O'Keeffe in painting, mm-hmm. And presenting a certain type of feminism that is abstract but also very real,
mm-hmm.
And that can be appreciated from different sources, and just to pair it with a contemporary that can be very controversial, but that would no doubt that no one would say didn't appreciate women is Pablo Picasso, who would say women are either that women are goddesses. So it's that those are the type of
the kind of audience that you are trying to reach. Is there a particular kind of person that you think will be interested, or and how are you going to reach them?
Reaching will be through hitting the right first few readers, audience members that will help us spread the word, finding communities that are interested in precisely this area of showing gender equality, showing that presenting that idea in other ways rather than just critiques or social science or papers is one, possible, two, attractive, and three, that might be a better way to put it up for the general audience.
So I think you have a call for contributions. How can listeners submit something for publication?
We have a rolling call for submissions. The requirements and guidelines are online at www.da-fuq.com. We basically accept everything that covers or touches the theme of gender equality.
Okay, can you just repeat that URL? We'll obviously put it in writing on the website.
Right.
But
www.the-fuq.com.
So that's the-fuq.com.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything? Any closing thoughts? We've got maybe a minute left.
I hope that listeners will go and check out the content. It will be made by artists talking about their intent. We're going to have short stories, everything from flash fiction that you can read in 5 minutes to fragments of novels. And we just want to do justice to gender equality. Our tagline is all genders, all genres.
All genres.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All genders, all genres. Thank you, Alex, for talking to Creative Disturbance today. And we encourage everybody to go to the Feminist United Quarterly online.
Thank you, Roger.